The Osgood File. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. He came out to the chorus of Tub Thumping, a classic piece of British anarchy rock. And he won the straw poll at the Conservative Political Action Conference by channeling the ACLU. More after this. All the conservative buzz suddenly is about Rand Paul, who was wildly cheered over the weekend at the Conservative Political Action Conference in Washington, D.C. CPAC each year presents a parade of conservative stars talking about moral issues and a more muscular foreign policy and, of course, guns. But what made Rand Paul's reception so remarkable was that he didn't talk about any of that.
You may think I'm talking about electing Republicans. I'm not. I'm talking about electing lovers of liberty.
He started out talking about abolitionism and the moral crusade against the U.S. government's denial of liberty to an entire race, and drew a direct link to the liberties he says we are being denied today.
I believe what you do on your cell phone is none of their damn business.
It was a younger crowd of conservatives, 41% in favor of legal marijuana, 78% against NSA surveillance, and 100% against Barack Obama. But Paul didn't bring up Obamacare or Benghazi. He focused on the way he's fighting terrorism.
When Congress passed legislation allowing for the indefinite detention of an American citizen without a trial, he shamefully signed it while promising not to use such a power. A great president would have taken pen in hand and vetoed this abomination.
Senator Rand Paul, who won CPAC's presidential straw poll, giving a speech that could have been taken directly from an ACLU press release. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.